Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, let's talk dating because it can be awkward. Really, really, really awkward. But my next guest has a tip for you. Bring a camera crew. Isn't that right, Michael Fry?
That is correct, Jennifer. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. So, well, first of all, before we talk about this dating show, you've been having a great time since I spoke to you last when your album came out. I mean, that was phenomenal. But how did you enjoy doing Derry Girls?
It was pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, I've had a very, very busy year. I was on two TV shows. So I was on Holding, Graham Norton's, the adaptation of Graham Norton's novel. And then Derry Girls. I filmed it in November and I had to keep my mouth shut until it aired. And it was very, very difficult just to keep it quiet. But I somehow managed it. but yeah, great. Really, really cool. Because it was one of my favourite shows anyway, before they even asked me.
So, okay, so you were delighted.
Happy dreams and true stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
You have another song out streaming now on Spotify. It's based around a special reaction to a historic moment. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Will we have a little listen?
Go on, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a big movie fan. I'll be honest with you. Yes, I am. I'll be honest with you. I'm a big movie fan. I'll be honest with you. Yes, I am.
Tell us, what the hell is that all about?
So that was a very famous interview after the Oscars. So Liam Payne from One Direction was asked for some reason about his thoughts on the incident between Chris Rock and Will Smith. And yeah, he gave us some really insightful stuff because he was interviewed at about 2 a.m, I think. So I don't think was quite all there, but still very, very funny. You know?
Very funny. Listen, okay, let's talk about why you're really here. Let's talk about Love Bites. It's on the player. What's the setup with this one?
So basically, Shane Dan Byrne, who's a very, very funny comedian, has been tasked with bringing four of us on dates. So we all go to different locations. I go to a very nice cafe in Dublin 8, and we order chicken fillet rolls. And basically, he asks us questions about our dating life. We essentially all go on dates with Shane. But he brings us for chicken fillet rolls. That's the concept, basically, yeah.
Okay, so that's it. And do you like chicken fillet rolls?
I do. I love them. Absolutely love them. Shane introduced me to sriracha sauce, which I didn't think was a possibility.
Sorry, what? On the chicken fillet roll?
On the chicken fillet roll, yes.
Okay.
So very cool.
Okay. Can you give me one dating app do and don't? Like, what would you say?
I would say don't have a stage name because I actually recently got banned from Tinder because people thought I was a catfish. So that's my dating app don't, I think, because my real name is Matthew. I use that on the dating apps. And then people were like, oh, this guy's stealing your pictures. And they'd send me screenshots of my own profile, telling me they reported me. So,
so this is kind of new. So you went and had a chicken fillet roll. Would you recommend that as a type of date, just sitting in a cafe, absolutely no booze involved, and having a chicken fillet roll?
I think I would.
Yeah.
I think me and Shane bonded.
You probably learn a lot about a person as to how they have their chicken fillet roll, would you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like there's a lot of judgment on my part if somebody gets tomato, for example, which I think is wet and disgusting. But anyway.
What is your favourite kind of date, though? Okay, so that's nearly up there. But what do you like to do on a date?
I would say just go for drinks and make sure you can actually hold a conversation with the person. Because otherwise, you know, what else are you supposed to do, like, you know?
And would you consider a date, you know, without the camera crews and filming going on?
I mean, with you or just in general?
I'm married, but I'm up for anything. Let's talk about your love life. How is the love life?
Not great. I'm very, very busy at the moment.
Oh, that old chestnut. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you busy doing?
I'm currently filming something, which I'm not allowed to talk about just yet. But I'm also preparing for some live shows. So I'm doing the Paddy Power Comedy Festival in July.
Deadly.
And I've like 2 dates on that. So I'm supporting Foil Arms and Hog and Tony Cantwell. And they're probably the biggest the biggest stages I've ever done. I've only done like venues of like 60 people thus far. So this is going to be a challenge for me.
That's amazing. And are you going to whip out the tunes?
Yeah, absolutely. I've written some specifically for live shows as well. So if you come along, you'll hear some new songs.
Okay. So where could people see this this show on the, is it on the player now at the moment, Michael?
It is, yeah. So all four episodes are up. So I'm episode number 3, but he also interviews Pamela Uba, Davina Devine, Connor Ryan. So
deadly.
A good range of guests.
Deadly. And where can people see you do your big live show?
I'm playing Other Side. It's a festival in Slane on the 7th of July, and then the Ivy Gardens on the 24th and 23rd of July. And
deadly.
That's the Paddy Power Comedy Centre.
Deadly. Well, listen, enjoy that, and thanks for coming on the show. You're an absolute star. We have to play this clip of your song because I just absolutely love it. Michael Fry, you're an absolute star. Thanks for coming on the show. And you can catch Michael, go and follow him on Instagram and Twitter. You can find it where you can see him live because you have to go and see this.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a big movie fan. I'll be honest with you. Yes, I am. I'll be honest with you. I'm a big movie fan. I'll be honest with you. Yes, I am.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.